A Lenten devotional for April 1st, 2020, based on Exodus 7, verses 8 to 24, by the Reverend Dr. John M. Fife. The book of Exodus reveals the identity and nature of the God who created the heavens and earth and made covenant with Abraham and Sarah. This God declares that he has heard the cry of his people in bondage in Egypt, that he is the Lord your God and means to free them from Egypt. Go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. God is the God who is with the oppressed and suffering in their quest for liberation. Second, this text from Exodus 7, 8 to 24 relates the struggle of the Hebrew slaves against the Pharaoh of the Egyptian Empire over the question of ultimate power. Are the empire and the wealth, the horses and chariots, and the gods and sorcerers of Egypt more powerful than the God who makes covenant with the enslaved Hebrews? Which is more powerful? The saga here reminds me of a line from a Broadway musical, "Anything you can do, I can do better." Aaron takes the rod of Moses, casts it down, and it turns into a serpent. All the sorcerers of Egypt do the same magic, but Moses' serpent devours them all. Then, with the same rod, Moses and Aaron strike the waters of the Nile, which then turns to blood. The sorcerers of Egypt match them, serpent to serpent, blood to blood. Pharaoh's heart remains hardened. Of course, empires have always trusted in their wealth, power, military might, and conquests, and the sorcerers and magicians who make it all look like the gods are on their side. Except the witness of the Bible is that the God of the Torah, the prophets, and Jesus is more powerful than all the empires of history. This is the God who means to free the oppressed and seeks to lead all of beloved creation into the kingdom of God. Then all people will live in a covenant of justice, mercy, and peace. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke prophetically when he was asked how people suffering through generations of slavery and segregation could ever expect to become free. King said, "The arc of history is long indeed, but it always bends toward justice." Creator God, great and Holy Spirit, we would be faithful to the coming of your kingdom, even as we live in an empire. Teach us anew the power of doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with the God who means to free the suffering and oppressed. In the name of Jesus, crucified on a cross of the Roman Empire and raised from death by God. Amen.